This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wasrock. Hi, I'm Warren. Over the next hour, I'll be taking you on a musical journey across eras and genres, playing tracks from the famous and not so famous, and exploring the connections between the artists and their music. Swing, blues, rock, pop, and much, much more. All on 360 Degrees Round Wasrock. Now, let's rock. Well, good afternoon and welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wasrock on ORFM 105.4 FM, 1575 AM. You can get us on www.oar.org.nz if you want to podcast or live stream the show at your future listening leisure and pleasure. And of course, the show as usual is brought to you by Bowen Therapy Dunedin, situated at 48 Martin Road, Fairfield, for all your Bowen Therapy and massage requirements. Well, the day today, we are going to be playing another part in our 1960s Kiwi Pop Great series. This is part five, and we're going to be listening to tracks from 1966. I'm going to kick the show off today with the La-Di-Das, How Is the Air Up There? This was a top track from them. We began this program today. This is one of three top hits from our legendary R&B rock band, the La-Di-Das. The first was a cover of a song by US duo The Changing Times on an album given to Eldred Stebbing of Zodiac Labels. The single of How Is the Air Up There was released on Philips label and went to number four in May of
Don't stand in my way. I please. You know what's right and what is wrong. Just depends who side you're on. Don't stand in my way. Stand on our way.
Don't stand in my way. That followed up How Was the Air Up There in June, but an unsuccessful single. How Was the Air Up There reached the finals of the Loxine Golden Disc Awards in November 1966. I've always envisaged the Rolling Stones doing that song. I think they would have done a brilliant version of it. And we follow that with On Top of the World, a cover of a John Mayall song, which went to number two.
Because I know that's your key.
On Top of the World from the La-Di-Das. And next up is Larry's Rebels, I Feel Good. This was one of two we're going to play today from Larry's Rebels. It reached the New Zealand top five and was a good cover of an Alan Toussaint song. Alan Toussaint, I saw in Melbourne a few years ago, absolutely brilliant musician, very under-recognised. But anyway, the song was first released by Benny Spielman in 1965.
Such a hard time. You better stop it, baby.
Stop.
Or I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, no matter how I try, just keep it through my mind.
When you're here, so help me, dear. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good.
Give me love beyond compare. You got the kind of love so rare.
But no matter how I try, so it's keeping fill of mine.
When you're here, so help me, dear. I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good. I feel good. Good.
That makes you feel good on 360 degrees round Woz Rock on our Kiwi Pop 1960s Pop Great Special. And we'll follow that with It's Not True. This was originally a Pete Townshend Who song from their 1965 My Generation album, which reached the New Zealand top 10 for the Larry's Rebels cover.
It's not true.
Yeah.
What's not true? Okay, well, it's true that our next artist, Chance R&B, I'm Your Witch Doctor. 1960s R&B legend Chance, later Chance R&B, formed in Christchurch in 1964, winning Battle of the Bands that year. They were Jim Tomlin on lead guitar, Mike Rudd on rhythm guitar and vocals, Trevor Courtney on drums, Compton Toehill, then Pete Hansen, and eventually Martin Furrier on bass. They emulated the Pretty Things and John Mayall and the Graham Bond Organisation and played Hereford Street's Stage Door originally, which was the King Bee before that. And in 1966, they recorded six tracks, all finally being released on two compilation albums and two singles. This is their most iconic track, and their status grew from there.
I'm your witch doctor.
About the origin of that track, but there's a lot of screaming Jay Hawkins influence in there. Next up is the Four Fours, Go Go. Here's the future Human Instinct third single for Zodiac label, the Ward Heartstone 1966 original about the dancing girls at the Monaco Ballroom, featuring new stand-up drummer Morris Greer.
Go go, go go. Street, I know that I just wanna go, 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 go. I thought that you were going out with someone new, and now I wanna go, 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 go. I pretend to be with you each night when I am sleeping. If only it were really you, my dream would be complete. Go, go, you're the girl I wanna be with. I'm satisfied. Every time I see you walking down the street, I know that I just want.
to be with you each night when I am sleeping. If only you could really use my dream, you'd be completing. Go, go, you're the girl I want to be with and satisfied. Go, 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 go.
And the Blue Stars are next with Social End Product. The Auckland lineup of Rick Van Bokhaven on guitar and vocals, John Harris on drums, Murray Sudan on rhythm guitar, Roger McClay on lead guitar began in 1961 as the Nomads. When McClay left in 1964, Harris played lead and Van Bokhaven rhythm guitar and newbie Jim Crowley on drums. They become the Blue Stars. They initially modelled themselves on the Shadows, Cliff Richard's band, but after failing to sign with Zodiac, managed to be the first New Zealand group to sign with Decca label as an international event, something even the Beatles failed to do initially with their debut record. Please Be a Little Kind reached number 12 in New Zealand, although received favourably in the UK, US and Japan and Oz, didn't make a chart hit. Seven songs in total were recorded on the Decca label. John Harris wrote the iconic punk Social End Product, which was a cult classic in 1966 on the Allied International label. But after one more single on that label in 1967, they disbanded with three singles, one EP and a nine-track album, The Legend Endured. Doesn't get much more punk than that, really, does it? That track appears on an album, compilation album called Wild Things, which if you ever get a chance to get a copy of, is well worth it if you're into the garage band punk stuff of the 1960s. Another one I'm going to play in a future episode will be 7 and 7 Is by Tomorrow's Love, which is just another epic track. All right, next up is The Raiders, A Working Man. I'll follow that with Mother May I. The last two singles from The Raiders were in 1966 on the Zodiac label, intended for an EP which was not released. The Raiders quit in 1966 with Kevin McNeill reforming the Mods, who we will hear next time, and Clive Coulson moved to England after joining for a short time, being in the Dark Ages. He eventually became other co-road manager for Led Zeppelin, so quite a resume for that guy. That's very Who-like, anyway, anyhow, anywhere to me, but still a good track. Next up, Mother May I.
Okay, everybody, we're going to play an old game called Mother May I. We'll be right back.
And now we've got two singles from the Gremlins, who we heard at the end of the 1965 segment of our series with Don't Ya. We're going to hear the Coming Generation and then Understand Our Age. The Gremlins were formed in Auckland by Glyn Conway Tucker on vocals, formerly of the Stereotones, and Ian Lowe on the of the Tornadoes. Then from 1962 to 64, the Embers, and finally with Paddy McInerney lead guitar, Roger Wills on drums, Peter Davies on rhythm guitar, and Ben Cribb on bass, formed the Adventurers, becoming the Gremlins in 1965, releasing Don't You on Allied. Gary DeVerne, who Glyn was in the Embers with and had been in Red Hewitt and the Buccaneers, helped them audition for Zodiac subsidiary label Viscount, releasing the Knickerbockers B-side to their US classic hit Lies. The Coming Generation was a number two New Zealand chart single, only held out of number one by the Beatles' Yellow Submarine. It was aired a lot on TV's Come On Pop Show and entered the 1966 Loxing Golden Disc Awards but didn't win. An EP was released with the song, that song and others from the session. The follow-up single Understand Our Age was unsuccessful but had a good cover of Elvis's Ain't That Lovin' You Baby on the back of it. More to come on the Gremlins in the 1967 segment.
We hold the future in our
days.
Okay, now Alison Durbin, two singles from her, Sailor Boy and Borrow My Love on the Impact label, backed by the Mike Pajank Band in 1966.
When shadows fall, I sit alone, and as my eyes feel misty, I still recall how much I love the way you used to kiss me. Shoot back to those last dates when we were still together, and once again I hear you say that you'd be mine forever. I hope and pray these words are true. I wish I knew, sailor boy. As long as I know you still want the girl you left behind you. While you're away across the sea, come home to me, sailor boy. Sailor boy, my sailor boy.
Okay, the Pleasers now with It's Is It Over Baby, the Aussie Pleasers with a Z, that is. Their fourth single on Zodiac was a cover of a Virginia Fitling composition released by Irene Krall in 1965. Mr. Lee Grant, As Long As I Have You, the B-side to the Kiwis 1960s Mr. Mod debut Viscount single Do Doodle Ooh Do. Well, I don't know, I've never even heard that one. As Mr. Lee Grant and the Sierras, born in a Nazi concentration camp, actually, in 1945, Bogdan Komanowski, his real name, was a Polish immigrant to New Zealand and changed his name and his image to be the mod face of the Come On TV pop program. DJ Keith Richardson thought Komanowski was a mouthful, so he gave him Lee Grant and added Mr. to avoid confusion with the Auckland actress Miss Lee Grant. He had 13 singles as Mr. Lee Grant, two LPs, more to come on future shows from the Kiwi pop icon, but here is As Long As I Have You. Understand that something And now the Minutemen, the House of Muldoon, the weird 1966 second single from the Auckland pop duo on Allied International.
Last night I went to the House of Muldoon, the little lady with the dimpled nose and the face of doom. She said, what have we here? You look a mighty fine specimen, a mighty fine specimen. I think I'll take you into my domain. She took me to a room with a little old stove and a window. She lit a little fire and she made the whole room around me glow. I said, now you look here, I'm not a witch's brew to ever make a brew for you. I think you'd better find another boy. Muldoon, Muldoon, flying around in your broom. Muldoon, Muldoon, I guess they'll catch you soon. They'll catch you soon. I ran from the house just as fast as my legs would take me. I didn't hesitate, for I knew what the spells would make me. I ran all the way home, never to return again, to the little ladies in the shack they call the House of Muldoon.
And last one today, The Yeoman with Beach Bunny, probably the closest that we got to emulating the Beach Boys sound in New Zealand from the same group who gave us Downtown Bus. Until next time, take care and rock on.
My Beach Bunny girl, Beach Bunny.
Out on the rollers, I'm a big, big man. I got a 10-foot board and a 6-foot tan. But when I hit the beach, well, ain't it funny? Ain't a thing that I can teach my little beach. Bunny, I can
walk the plank, shoot the girl, but there ain't nothing I can teach my little girl. She's my beach bunny girl.
Yes, she's the craziest jet. She's my little pet. She's
my beach bunny girl.
She hits the surface like a 40-foot wave. No man's standing and there's no one to save. A one girl wipe out of the whole beach scene. And I'm just crazy about my little surf queen.
I can walk the plank, shoot the girl, but there ain't nothing I can teach my little girl. She's my beach bunny girl.
Yeah, she's the craziest jet, my little pet. She's
my beach bunny girl.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.